Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jujinyo Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo inaugurates upgraded police officers' mess, calls for renewed vigor. Major wildfire breaks out in western Zuku Valley. Sayo suspends all tracking. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates development projects in Senapati district. And Union Cabinet approves budget for Census 2027. And now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo today inaugurated the upgraded police officers' mess at New Police Reserve Pesama. The project, costing over 7 crore rupees, was funded under the Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment for 2023-24 and 2024-25. During the program, the Chief Minister handed over 39 pension payment orders to retired police personnel and distributed 10 lakh rupees group term life insurance benefits to the families of police personnel who died in harness under the Police Salary Package Scheme. He also launched the Nagaland Police Mass Reservation app. Speaking at the event, the Chief Minister said, as the previous officers' mess bill in 1981 had deteriorated over time and the government took a timely decision to dismantle it and construct a new three-storied RCC officers' mess building, reflecting its commitment to providing dignified and modern accommodation for police officers. The Chief Minister encouraged officers to make meaningful use of the new facility to enhance efficiency, camaraderie and overall well-being. Mr. Ryo urged police officers to continue their journey of service with renewed vigor, discipline and determination.
Let this new facility be a reminder of a trust placed upon you and an inspiration to strive for excellence in every duty you undertake. May your service bring greater pride, honor and laurels to our state.
The Chief Minister further called on everyone to move forward together with unity, integrity and unwavering dedication. Director General of Police Rupin Sharma today said the upgraded police officers' mess at New Police Reserve Pesama will ease accommodation shortages and strengthen camaraderie among officers.
This mess has 21 rooms, including 11 suites, which can match some of the better hotels in the capital. This mess complex will have almost 30 rooms now. Hopefully, officers coming for meetings will not have to beg around or stay with friends and relatives when they visit Uhema. This will help build teamwork and camaraderie among officers.
The DGP highlighted that prepaid power meters have been installed in all suites and requested advanced monthly release of RRT funds for similar installations across government offices. On pension reforms, he said the department has settled 91% of nearly 500 pending pension cases within 6 months following an overhaul of outdated procedures and coordinating with the AG office. He added that about 95% of cases for employees retiring till November 2025 have also been processed. Appealing to the State Finance Department, Mr. Sharma called for streamlining leave and cashman and increment-related pension. On welfare initiatives, the DGP revealed that 23,000 police accounts were shifted to SBI's corporate salary package, enabling 10 lakh rupees insurance coverage for personnel who die in service. He said nearly 50 such cases have occurred, with 30 processed and 10 already settled. The DGP said these measures reflect the state government's commitment to improving the welfare and dignity of police personnel. A major wildfire broke out today in the western Zuku Valley in Kohima District. The blaze was first spotted by a tourist guide who alerted Konwa village authorities and the district administration, officials said. Kohima Deputy Commissioner B. Hanok Buchem has set up a rapid response team to carry out reconnaissance and rescue operations to prevent the fire from spreading. The team will be led by SDO Civil such as Zubza Imliakum and includes SDPO North District Commandant of Home Guards, Range Forest Officer of Forest Department, Nodal Officer, DDMA Kohima, OC Fire and Emergency Services and representatives from the Western Angami Youth Organization. The team has been instructed to reach the site immediately to assess the situation while also available resources are being mobilized to contain the blaze. The cause of the wildfire remains unknown at the time of filing this report. Meanwhile, Southern Angami Youth Organization SAYO has suspended all trekking activities to Zuku Valley as a precautionary measure following the wildfire in western Zuku. In a notice today, SAYO warned that the fire could spread toward the southern side of the valley, adding that trekking will remain suspended until the blaze is fully extinguished and safety is completely ensured. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. President Draupadi Murmu visited Senapati district of Manipur today and inaugurated 6 development projects. She also laid foundation stones for 5 other development projects for the district. The projects inaugurated include a model residential school development, 2 primary health centers upgrade, and 2 Bailey bridges. Addressing the gathering, President Murmu said that under PM Janman, a series of initiatives have been launched for uplifting the tribal community, which will further improve their life.
These projects in diverse areas of tribal development, agriculture, infrastructure, electricity, drinking water, education, health and sports reflect our commitment to building a more modern and inclusive Manipur. These projects will generate employment, improve infrastructure and accelerate economic activity.
After reaching Senapati district headquarters, the president interacted with internally displaced persons taking shelter in relief camps. She also met with the leader of Maram tribe, the only tribe in Manipur under the particularly vulnerable tribal groups category. The Union Cabinet has approved a budget of 11,718 crore rupees for the Census 2027. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said Census 2027 will be conducted in 2 phases.
सेंसस 2 फेजेस में होगा. फेज 1 में फोकस रहेगा हाउसहोल्ड्स के अंदर क्या एमिनिटीज हैं, हाउसिंग कंडीशन कैसी है, कच्चा घर है, पक्का घर है, घर में कितने रूम्स हैं, किस तरह से घर में कोई व्हीकल है, घर में इलेक्ट्रिसिटी कनेक्शन कैसा है. दैट विल बी दी बेस फॉर फेज 2, जिसमें बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है डेमोग्राफिक, सोशियो कल्चरल एंड इकोनॉमिक पैरामीटर्स का इन्यूमरेशन किया जाएगा पूरी जनसंख्या का. ये फरवरी 2027 के हिसाब से किया जाएगा भारत के कानूनों के हिसाब से.
Census 2027 will cover the entire population in the country and will include caste enumeration. Mr. Vaishnaw said it will be the first ever digital census with data collected using mobile applications. And the 5th Nagaland Literature Festival 2025 began today in Kohima. The 2-day festival held under the theme Art and Artifice, Storytelling in the Age of AI, features exhibitions, panel discussions, calligraphy workshop, book signings and competitions. In her opening remarks, President of Writers Collective Kohima, Vishya Rita Crocha, highlighted the collective's focus to promoting Naga literature and keep local stories relevant. Ms. Crocha stressed that despite digitalization, books continue to be the most powerful medium for connection and understanding among people. Prominent writer Isterin Kire, in her keynote address, said it was the human brain and not AI that created all amazing inventions. She warned that neglecting human thought would lead to regression, adding that AI cannot fully capture cultural nuances to write authentic stories. A panel discussion on the festival theme featuring Monlumo Kikon, Talilula and Father Innocent Panmai echoed that AI should be used as a tool for meaningful interaction rather than a replacement for human creativity. They emphasized on preserving original narrative over machine-generated assumptions. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo inaugurated upgraded police officers' mess, calls for renewed vigor. Major wildfire breaks out in western Zuku Valley, SAYO suspends all trekking. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates development projects in Senapati district. And Union Cabinet approves budget for Census 2027. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.